Warning, the following content contains sounds. It has been shown that some sapiens of the Homo have episodic memory towards some sounds, therefore forming a bad reaction to certain sounds. Nevertheless, the sounds we use are only to mock actions and notions, which are, of course, ridiculous. We are not mocking the people who have them. No, no, no. Because you know in time, you may change what you do and change what you think. Having said that, this is Correlation Sensation, a show where I talk about your mother's mammalian protuberances. Yes, yes. They come in all sorts of shapes, colors and textures and smells. But of course, we will proceed to something more important.
Good morning, good noon, good afternoon, good evening, good night. This is episode 49, it's a quiz going over Edwin Smith's virus. If you have yet to listen to the original episodes, the earlier ones, I suggest you do it now.
Do it now!
Thank you.
It's like episode 29 or something. Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Igor, how's it going?
Going pretty good. I got both microphones working.
Oh, cool.
You want to say hi, John Papanito?
John Papanito, he say a hi to what? And a guac.
You hear him?
Yes.
Hi, Void.
Yes. Hi, John. And hey, guac.
So, did you do any studying?
Yes, about the papyrus. Edwin Smith papyrus.
Yeah. How about you, John Papanito?
John Papanito, he see a paper before. Nothing new to learn. He's a paper.
Oh. He got his vibrator turning on.
John Papanito, he don't need to be a judge by you, Agork.
I'm just making an observation. I'm not judging or anything.
Stop judging me, John Papanito.
Oh, I think someone's projecting here. Void.
Yes.
Anyways, I want to share something very insightful someone said on Twitter to me.
About what?
It's at Sapien of the Homo.
Oh.
Yeah, they said, you're wrong, which means you're dumb. You're wrong because I said you were wrong. I know I'm right because I've met people on social media through the algorithmic functions willing to validate my opinions with their heart-shaped icons known as likes. Stroking my ego, so I'm right, and you're wrong, making you retarded.
You're just an ego.
John Papanito, sir, he don't get it. Somebody wrote this?
Yeah, this son of a bitch.
He make no sense. What is he right about? And why do a likes mean you are right? It's a stupid.
Oh, you know, people get a bunch of likes, they go, oh, must have done something right.
If you get a bunch of likes, it means you are a shallow person who has nothing to live for. You should have a life that is meaningful and is off of the interwebs.
Someone was posting a bunch of booty pictures on the Twitter.
What's a Twitter?
You know, in tweet, you know, the blue birdie.
Okay.
Social media.
Okay.
Void, you know what this is? You know, I like update it every week. Hello?
Yes, what? Updated what?
You know, every week I update Twitter. You know what Twitter is?
Oh, yes, correlation.
What?
The correlation sensation.
He's not a papyrus.
Yeah. God damn it, Void. Why'd you get us on this topic? Void?
I don't know. Yes.
John Papanito?
Everything okay?
Gort?
Yes.
Void, when are you gonna come over?
I don't know when it gets better.
Do you need a more likes, Void? If you get a more likes, you mean you can leave at the house, right? Is this what a likes are for? I can't figure out what likes are for.
Did you hear that, Void?
What's a like are for?
It means one person likes you.
Is that important?
Only if you think you make it.
Oh, so if I'm a dumb and I think a likes are important, then likes are dumb.
Oh, you syllogism.
I jism.
So on to something more pleasant than this nonsense. So, they did from being around 1500 to 1700 BCE is the papyrus. Although the hieroglyphs are said to have been the ones that were used around 2500 to 3000 BCE.
He's a hieroglyph, oh, yeah. On a papyrus.
Yes, I read
on
about
a hieroglyphic
this.
A stone. He's
they said it was copied down, so it may have actually been older than it was.
What?
I was saying the hieroglyphics looked older than the years it was dated. So it may have been a copy of an older script is what we're made to be thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, they use those hieroglyphs on the papyrus. John Papanito says hieroglyphs can't be on papyrus. They're only on stone.
I'm looking up the likes. Leave me alone.
Maybe ancient writings, then.
I would call them hieroglyphs. I don't know. Hey, John. Hey, Void.
Yes?
Have you tried this lavender love? Kombucha?
Nope, I looked it up. It was hieroglyphics.
Oh. I gave you a one mic, Void.
Yes, it was written, here's the Egyptian cursive, so it's different. So it's different than the symbols.
Blah.
It tastes like perfume.
Why are you drinking that if you don't like it?
Ah, this one is gross.
You're gross. Why are you drinking that?
You should try the ones that taste like soda.
They probably have a lot of sugar in there.
No, I don't think they do.
You should just eat a mushroom and call it a day. Mushrooms are delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Maybe I should.
Are you okay?
I got some kombucha in my nose.
Oh,
that's your problem. You should use your mouth to drink it, not your nose.
You saw me pour it in my mouth.
I know. It's confusing. You say it in your nose, but you put it in your mouth. It make no sense.
I don't know. I don't know how it fizzes up and goes into my nostrils.
Oh, yes, it's got sugar on it. You are, sadly, 8 grams. Never mind.
It's because it's America. And in America, you put a sugar on everything, even your chili hot dog.
Is that what you do?
Not a John Papanito, but that's what a fat Americans do.
It's probably already in the bread.
Oh, yeah. But you put extra sugar on top.
Maybe in the chili and the tomatoes.
John Papanito, he go to a party. And this guy, he spent 8 hours make a brisket in a smoker. It absolutely delicious. And then this crazy lady, she said, it makes it better if you put a barbecue sauce on it. And he said, you only put a barbecue sauce on a brisket if it's dry because you messed up. And she said, I use a barbecue sauce all the time to fix my brisket. John Papanito here thinking, damn lady, you just don't know how to cook. You like the taste of a barbecue sauce. So stop eating barbecue sauce, because it's bad for you. It's full of sugar, Americans.
Back to topic.
Yes.
So yeah, this thing was buried in a tomb in what was once called Thebes, but then got covered by another city called Luxor in Egypt. If
yes,
you want to...
It?
Or what?
Is it, it was in modern day Iran now, is known, right?
No, Egypt.
Oh, okay.
Where you get Iran from?
I don't know, I think that was something else.
John Papanito, he'll run from a wasp.
Yeah, John Papanito, he was outside with the stick poking a wasp nest. It fell down, almost got him in the face.
John Papanito, he'll run away.
I was out mowing my lawn, and a big, huge hornet came flying by me, buzzing. So I ran away with the lawnmower.
Wait a second. You can't go out, but you can go outside and mow the lawn? It makes no sense.
Yeah, you could get coronavirus from the wasp.
Yeah, it's everywhere. It's even in your house right now. It's coming to get you. It's walking there. He's got feet.
I don't think so. You just have to keep distance from people. It's not the outside. It's the deep room.
No. It's a God's plan. He wants everybody to have a coronavirus. I saw it in some sort of evangelical Christian website.
Oh, no. They got the YouTube.
Praise Corona.
Yes.
Amen. Big Bang and Corona.
Back to topic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I'm not going to bore you with the narrative. If you really want to have all those details, the original episode, I think it was 4. Yeah, episode 4, I went over all those. But what makes this document related to the topic of neuroscience is that its crustiness has 48 injuries. One was incomplete. And amongst these 48 injuries, we have 27 head injuries, 6 neck injuries, 4 arm injuries, 10 upper mid-torso, and 1 incomplete thoracolumbar spinal injury. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you talking about injuries?
This is where they got the idea. Oh, sorry. This is where they got the idea of different injuries causing different problems with movement in the spinal cord.
Yeah. And John Papanito asked why we talk about injuries in a papyrus. Because this is speculated to be of a treatise for war times.
But.
Excuse you.
But.
That's a kombucha coming and saying hello.
Yeah.
He's a gross.
Got the culture.
You got a no culture, that's why you burping.
What you mean?
He's no culture.
No culture? No, I think culture make you burp. It get better when you drink more, yeah.
Oh, because your palate becomes palatable to it.
I think it's because the stinkiness doesn't really hit you as hard now.
Yes.
Is it stinky?
Oh, there's a guy that makes old food back in the day, and there was one that was a fermented fish sauce, and it was from ancient times, and it became his most popular video because it was just randomly made. And it's like basically a bread oil that was fish.
That's a gross.
Yeah, so it smelled bad. He said it tastes really good, and it wasn't as fishy as you thought it was, because it was more oil than fish.
Like sardines.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. You think they ate that because originally they were starving, so they needed something to eat?
I think it was more for maybe preserving stuff, more or less.
Ah. So, yeah, the first 4 head injuries are penetrating wounds to the boners. I mean, bone. The next 6 are fractures to the cranium. Cases 11, 12, and 13 are fractures to the nose, while 14 is a flesh wound, where it penetrates the nostrils. And case 15, 16, and 17 are bone damage cases of the maxilla bone or the zygoma. The next 5 cases, 18 to 22, are injuries to the area around your temporal bone, either described by perforation, splitting, or compound the fracture, with the exception of 18, where the temporal bone is indicated as being uninjured. 23 is an ear injury, 24 is a fracture to the mandible, while 25 is a dislocation to the mandible. 26 is a wound to the upper lip, while 27 is said to be of a gaping wound to the chin. The next two cases, 28 to 29, are also gaping wounds.
What makes it gaping?
It means opening and protruding, yeah, like a big hole. Sort of like, sort of like sinkhole, or those porns that Gork watches.
Are you springing a leak?
Yeah. A little culture from the kombucha coming out. You're not supposed to tell anybody that, you son of a bitch. Void?
Yes, I was just laughing to myself.
Why you laugh? Not supposed to tell anybody I like those things.
Don't worry, it's
one man, one jar. Gone too far.
Oh, God, no. That is traumatizing.
You should see a Tannerman one jar.
What?
It's a gross. Now, go on.
I'm imagining what it is right now.
It's a bukkake.
What is bukkake?
You know, it's a what ghosts do. They boo, you know, they scare you, and then they get all a cocky. Bukkake.
What was that for?
You know, they shoot their ectoplasm at you.
That's a boo-gooey.
I don't know about this. I have a feeling that ghosts don't exist. Something missing here. Don't. 10 men, one jar.
There could be a syllogism there.
Oh, yeah? What was that for?
Nothing. I just realized what John said.
Oh, you realize it now? Syllogism?
Yes.
He like a ghost.
I don't think lavender's a flavor. What you drinking over there? It look a little pink.
Baby's breath.
Baby's breath? John, Void, you drinking anything?
I was actually, you're making me thirsty. I was gonna go grab a water.
Yeah, you can go do that. Okay. If you want. We can wait for you. So what is this baby's breath you talk about?
He's a cigarette.
Cigarette? Uh-huh. You're not even talking into a microphone.
He's a cigarette.
A cigarette?
Uh-huh.
Baby's breath, cigarette.
No, cigarette. Cigarette.
Cigarettes?
Ryan Seacrest?
Ryan Seacrest.
Flock of Seagulls?
What?
Pa.
Void, are you back yet?
Jump up a little. He want to know more about a papyrus. Talk about it.
Oh, yeah, papyrus. It's old.
He's just like a paper. It's old, ancient paper.
Yeah.
How was your guys' fourth?
Oh, you know that one holiday where they blow up everything. They blew up a lot more than usual.
Yeah, I looked outside when going to bed. It was all smoky.
Yeah, you could smell the sulfur everywhere.
You smell it like a home.
Yeah, that's just right. It smells just like home. Remember when we were back up on Kapuka?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, you got the great purple flowers all over. Big rolling hills. You got the clamalos and the big breasted wagos. Oh.
What's a wago?
Oh, you know.
Wago?
Yeah. They walk.
Oh, Washington.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they walk and they waggle. Oh, anywho. Where was I? We were talking about Mandibor. Oh, gaping wounds. What were gaping wounds?
Yes.
Now we got that cleared up.
That is, just is mainly from big wound of like, because weapons that were basically made to damage you from pulling out and removing would create the hole bigger. So yeah. That is where it came from.
Oh, it'll make a sense now.
Yeah, when they jab a spear in there, make a big penetrating wound, and they go gaping for the heart blood pumping.
Yes, like Jesus.
Cheez-Its?
Cheetos?
Yes.
Oh, no. I think you got John Papanito started all over again with the Cheeto.
Jesus.
We can't talk about that guy on here.
Don't talk about him.
You don't talk about a person. Jesus.
It's debatable of what he was or what he wasn't. But Roman soldiers stabbed him.
He owes me forgiveness, damn it.
Yes, we moved that big rock for him. Ha ha ha. Tricked everyone.
That dude never put on a clothes. He always wore a stupid robe.
They all wore robes back then.
Not the soldiers.
The Romans.
They wore capes. And the robes.
Everybody was a superhero?
Yeah, with a Roman helmet.
Sounds like a crazy.
Yeah, now we just penetrate the vaginas with our Roman helmets. Or buttholes. Your preference, your choice, whatever.
Back to the topic.
Yeah, like what John Papanito said. So the next two cases, 28, 29, yeah, blah, blah, blah. The first of the two, 28 and 29, is a gaping throat wound penetrating to the gullet. While the next is a gaping wound to the cervical vertebrae.
So all of these are cases. There's on a papyrus?
Yeah. You can actually get a free download at the University of Chicago Oriental Institute. Yeah.
It's still highly debated of how accurate it is between of what it says and how old it is, but it still can glean a lot of stuff from it, even though it may not be as accurate as one thought.
Yeah, it's written right now as if it's like old biblical English.
Yes.
Ye olde English?
Yeah. Thou shalt palpate roots, thou find blah 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 blah. Case 30 is cervical vertebrae sprain. 31 is cervical vertebrae dislocation. Ooh, that's not fun. Case 32 is that of displacement of the cervical vertebrae. Oh. Here, where'd it go? I don't know. Well, the case 33 is a crushed cervical vertebrae. 34 and 35 are damage to the clavicles, where 34 is a dislocation, and 35 is a fracture to these clavicles. 36. What?
I assume that first one would probably be the worst, since it would actually crush the inside of the cervicals versus an out. Like breaking off versus being crushed, right?
One just says dislocation, the other says a fracture.
Oh, the one before that that said crushing or whatever.
Cervical, 33?
Yes.
Yeah, cervical vertebrae.
That would seem very brutal. They wouldn't be able to walk from that.
I don't think so. I don't think they'd be able to do much.
Yeah.
Yeah, except for we have priapism.
Yes.
And spermatoria.
Yes, let's keep going on the more injuries.
Oh, yeah. 36 is a humerus bone.
What is so funny about a humerus?
Yeah, this describes a fracture to the humerus bone. 37 indicates a fracture of the humerus bone as well, but indicated a rupture of the soft tissue overlying the humerus.
So what did this have to do to neuroscience? You just talk about a broken bones and gaping wounds.
I know, but that affects the brain because that's where the brain gets signals from, is the cervical, because it protects the wiring of what controls your body.
He just hit a gaping wound in the chin.
Well, this is all relevant because they have, you know, like what I said, they had like an exploded vertebrae and a missing vertebrae and you know, strained or sprained vertebrae.
So, it happened to a guy. How you relate it to neuroscience?
Well, you know, when it explodes, it severs, you know, the nerves. So any of the connectivity below that is no longer there.
Did they write that down on the papyrus?
Yeah, they were talking about how the person was unable to move, and sometimes they get the priapism or spermatoria.
Why are you making that face when you say spermatoria? Pervert.
I was just thinking about that movie you were talking about.
Pervert.
That movie you gave two thumbs up to. 10 Men, 1 Jar.
I never give a 2 thumbs up to anything. Very little is impressive in the United States.
What?
Back to topic.
Boys, I think we have a communist in our midst.
As long as he doesn't propagate his propaganda, I think we'll be okay.
Oh, no, I think he took charge of the Black Lives Matter campaign.
Oh. Then that's bad, unless they start actually hurting people. Then that's bad. But as long as they don't hurt anyone else.
Sometimes I hurt myself. When I try to strain too hard pooping.
Oh. Well, you need stool softener or to go slow. Or relax.
Does it cause a spermatoria?
No. No, unfortunately not. Boy, do you remember the spermatoria?
What is that?
Spermatorium? Is that like, you know, a place where they keep a lot of different sperms?
I think that's like the description of the uterine lining after an orgy.
Well, not if you don't use a condom.
What are those?
The rubber things that are not the bubble gum to chew on. The Roman helmets you put on to be Trojans.
Back to topic.
Okay.
He's a good call.
So, yeah, they even have a description which they translated to describing the brain after they looked underneath the skull on the temporal lobe, where it describes the meninges as looking like corrugations that you would find in molten copper. Yeah.
The crazy thing, did they actually have any actual techniques to be able to break the skull back then?
What?
Since the skull was so hard, was there anything they could actually break the skull with back then?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure with an axe or a sword you can break your skull.
They use a clubs.
Yeah. I bet you if you wanted to, you could take the head and...
You'd like a coconut.
Yeah. He's whacking really hard with stones. What? Hello?
Yes, I was just flabbergasted at the weirdness of seeing someone grab someone's head and just smash it between two rocks.
They cheered for it on Game of Thrones. Remember the mountain?
Oh, yeah, but
he did that with his hands.
No, it's really crazy. He could actually probably do that because in real life, they gave him a watermelon on the radio, and they filmed it, and he crushed it with his bare hands.
How does a human being have bare hands?
You're making no sense.
His raw human hands.
It sounded like the Constitution. You have the right to bear arms. And when do people get a bear arms?
Yeah, I never got one.
Yeah. You got a bear arms. That'd be pretty good for a fight.
Or you can't have your children with nuclear arms.
Nuclear arms? They'd be glowing. Nobody, You'd be able to not sneak up on people at night because they'd be glowing and you'd be not sneaky. They see you coming. These are no good.
You know this from personal experience, John Papanito?
John Papanito, he can't talk much more about it.
You part of the radium industry?
Back to topic.
Okay. So, points of emphasis. So, number one, a similar format of more recent treatises, you know, which describes visual observations, list of symptoms both significant and non-significant, and the method of treatment for each case is given in a methodical format. If you want to know more about that, you can listen to episode number 4, right, boy?
Yes.
Void?
Yes.
Do not say much.
I said yes. First time.
What?
I said yes. First time.
Yeah, but you only say yes. You don't go. Well, I think something else. Or something.
Yes. Okay, so what are we going to talk about now?
So point number 2 is they assume that this papyrus has a description of the texture of your meninges. Your brain sac.
Oh, the meninges.
Or your brain sacs. Yeah. And number 3, it shows the relationship between the head and the rest of the body. And spinal cord injuries, too. Number 4, priapism, is when you have uncontrollable erections, which can occur through traumatic experience. And you can read about it in this treatise if you want.
What kind of a traumatic experience?
You know, getting whacked with an axe, you know, on the spinal cord. Boom. Break. Oh, boner. Uncontrollable.
Is it, like, you know, the only type?
I don't know. I didn't really look into that.
You should find out if there are other types.
Why do you want to know, John Papanito?
Back to the topic.
Boy, he called me weird.
Oh, I think we're all in that boat here.
Where's the boat?
Yeah. What boat?
And how is that?
What?
Of being weird.
It's not a boat. It's a thing.
I was kind of getting excited. I thought you were going to take us on a trip.
You know, on a boat.
Motherfucker.
Guys, I got a huge deal on Caribbean Cruises.
Well, you got that phone call or two?
Yes.
What phone call?
It's the one where they say you want a Caribbean cruise.
Really?
Yes.
I never got a call. Who do I got to talk to? Why?
The Caribbean cruise people.
That's right.
You got their number?
You can googly bits it.
Googly bitch is being a googly bitch right now. Yeah, I don't know. So, number 5, spermatoria or spermatoria is, you know, where you have the hose going off.
Spermatorium.
Yeah. Number 6, paralysis described as a symptom of many of the spinal injuries in this papyrus. Number 7 is that this shows that at least at one point in time in Egypt's history that they actually were aware of the impacts on your consciousness and your motor skills and all sorts of stuff when you get hit in the head or the back or the neck or whatever. You know. And number 8, very little has made it this far in this era in history, so we know very little about their culture. But we can look at our own cultures in the last couple hundred years. You know, things have changed a little bit at least. You know, so like a couple hundred years in Egypt, maybe they had completely different opinions.
Well, it's crazy because Egypt lasts for so long.
Yeah, there are some people that actually thought the erosion on the sphinx, is that of like when it used to rain a bunch, and all these people are saying, well, that's so far back, that's like 20,000 years ago. And they're talking about, they thought that the Sphinx face is that of a sub-Saharan African.
How'd they figure that out?
Well, you know the structure of the face. You know, there's different regions in Africa. They have different structures of the face because they kept pretty segregated back in the day.
So you will see that people are created differently? That's not right. That's a racist.
Oh, they're not created differently. They
evolved. Then why they have different faces?
They have different faces because of their genetics environment.
So they are different.
Yeah, depending upon your region.
It's just so confusing. Today, everybody is equal. And back then, everybody was different.
No, I think everybody different. Right, Devoy?
Yes.
I tell you what, I'm totally different from you guys. You guys got this talking thing down. Every time I talk at the store, they look at me funny. They go, why you talk like that? I said, why you talk like what you do?
Yes.
Not going to help me out? I see how it is. Fourth.
Well, maybe if you didn't have such an angry voice.
What makes you think my voice is angry?
You just sounded that way.
I don't know.
Those bastards. So, number 9 is if you want more details, you can go back to episode 4. Number 10 is vote for Gork.
Yes.
No. Vote for John Papanito.
No. Vote Gork. Fuck John Papanito.
John Papanito, he don't swing it that way.
You'll be swinging all sorts of ways from a rope when I become president.
So, you say if you become a president, it's the same as the current Blanchito? He make a me swing from a rope?
No, Blanchito, he's faux. I am a real, authentic Gork. Homemade to make America great, finally.
So, Gork can say America never great?
Oh, no, not really. It really hasn't even achieved a very modern state in life. No country has ever done that. They're very, very crappy. All this arguing and fighting and stinking. You know.
Back to topic.
Yeah, back to topic. You want to take quiz?
No.
Void.
Say no.
Maybe.
Maybe, we got a maybe. So that as a president, I say yes, yeah.
You didn't get elected yet.
Well, I'm just giving the people what they want.
He's a rigged. He's a voter fraud.
No. You
voter fraud.
You just can't vote if you don't vote for me.
He's a voter fraud.
If you don't vote for me, that's voter fraud.
You have a mail-in a ballot? He's a voter fraud.
No, never. Never mail ballot. Here we go. Here's another drink. Blech. I'm never getting that flavor again.
You keep putting it in your mouth.
I already bought it. They won't give me my money back.
It says cash refund on the back. Cash.
Does not.
Yes, it does.
No. What? Ah.
Cash.
You fooled me. He fooled me with California cash refund.
You know, it says cash.
Yeah, CA California.
CA is a
cash. Even I know that.
Ka.
25 years of brewing nasty shit. That's what it says.
That bottle, you keep making a noise.
It's hissing at me, Void.
What?
It's hissing at me.
Who is?
Kombucha.
Oh,
so,
this is all bubbly.
Yeah, so question number 1.
Go on.
What's most similar about this treatise with modern day treatises?
It's a papyrus. And it's a paper.
Wrong.
It's a gas.
Void.
Format.
Void. Format.
Oh, yes. Format. That's the same similar format to a mentoral doctorate.
Yeah, 1 point for void. There we go. Question number two. What is described in these treatises regarding the brain?
The meninges and how the spinal cord and different injuries affect the how the brain and the body works.
What say you, John Papanito?
Spermatoria.
One point void. Question number three. So, what relationship is shown between the head injuries and spinal injuries with the rest of the body?
Paralysis.
Void.
Spermatoria.
Yeah. Well, you each get a point, yeah. Woohoo! And number four. What is a priapism?
It's a raging erection all the time.
It's a Viagra.
Gets more women. Ha 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 ha.
What if they do that? They just, you know, go in there and they do something to your nerve to make you have priapism? You can have like an on and off switch too?
You're supposed to hear the other regions.
The blood would be trapped and you might lose your winky.
If it's longer than 4 hours, it'll fall off.
That's not true.
No, it will become engorged.
I've walked around with it for 5.
And it gorked.
Yeah, and I gorked. I popped my cork and gork. Oh, that brings us to question number 5. What is spermatoria?
It's ejaculation all the time. It sounded like a gorked mouth. Always going off.
Oh, he make funny, haha, at the expense of me.
Vote John Papanito.
Number 6. What is described as a common symptom when the people have a broken spinal cord?
It's a paralysis.
Void.
Not being able to move the lower half.
Oh, yeah, paralysis.
How do you have a bowel movement if your lower half is broken?
Well, you got your vagal nerve. Your vagal nerve.
It's a vagal?
Well, yeah, I guess.
It's a vague answer.
Your vagal nerve come from, your cranial nerve. That makes you, peristalsis and makes you poop, right? I haven't gone that far.
John Papanito, he vote for John Papanito.
I just, you hear this? You hear this, Void? He's riding my coattails.
Oh.
He's going to be a great. We're always going to be a winning.
Oh, no. Sounds like the same old stuff.
Winning or winning? You're going to get tired of me winning all the time.
I'm already tired of you winning.
I know, because you were lost, Gork. You lost to a John Papanito.
Not yet. I'm going to win.
It's already over.
No. Void, get me the name of all those dead people.
Vote a fraud.
We need to get some dead people to vote for us.
It's okay. There's only been like 4 cases of voter fraud in the history of the United States.
That's what they say.
Yeah, that movie Black Sheep was very unrealistic. Gary Busey can't vote. You ever seen that movie, Gork?
Yeah, it was a good movie. Is that the one where Chris Farley had his nose beat off by Saigon whore?
No, it's the one where John Papanito, he won a presidency.
Oh, okay.
No, I think he's a senator or something, or a congress. He's the brother of some sort of official that might lose, and they figure out the other person is cheating and you're trying to clear his name.
Ah, hey, Void, did I tell you we got the both microphones working?
Yes.
Vote for John Papalito.
You said that's awesome?
Yes, I hope it's going to sound amazing in your ear holes. Like an orgy of orgasms. With your four-hour boner.
You sounded like a bukkake.
Oh, fuck, I clicked the wrong button on here.
Oh, what'd you do?
Oh, I pulled up the internet.
Did you forget to record?
No, I got a recording.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's still moving. The time thing, the blue squiggles, woo woo woo.
Oh.
Yeah, so, although the common notion is that Egypt always thought that the brain was useless and tossed out during mummifications, and the heart was always the consciousness, this papyrus says something different. What does it say?
It's a papyrus say you get a brain damage, you get a body damage.
Void, please help me, Void.
I didn't read what you said. It was hard to understand.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. That's what I said.
You get that?
No.
God damn it.
You're not doing very well over there, Gork.
What? You're not doing very well over there. So, who are you going to vote for?
Gork.
Even John Papanito for Gork.
If you want to die and have a losing life, then you don't vote for Gork. You will vote for John Papanito.
Ah.
For winning.
No, we make weaning. War with a little passcode.
Ah. John Papanito, he built a wall around the Gork, and everybody be happy.
Void.
Yes.
We got to figure out how to fix this one.
How's that?
I don't know. We gotta make sure that this one.
Voting for John Papanito. That's a how.
No, we gotta make sure we get rid of our competition. Free money for everyone. Yeah, free money.
I know, but the problem is we don't have free money to give up.
No, lots of free money. We just printed. It's okay. Nothing in history has ever gone wrong when you do that.
Oh.
Germany did just fine after World War I. What?
I know, but then they got into World War II.
It's the same war. It didn't really end. They just pretend. They're like, oh, we keyed. And then when everybody went back to their own business, they're like, we joking. We didn't keyed.
That's why you shouldn't have alliances and risk. That game, when they do the alliance and risk, you're like, I know you're going to try to defeat me sooner or later.
He hoofed and he poofed.
What is he talking about? Why? What is hoofing and poofing?
It's what the wolf does in the Three Little Pigs story.
What?
Back to topic.
Oh, yeah. So, next week we're going to do another quiz. Do you know what we're going to do?
What?
No, I was just asking you.
We're going to vote for John Papanito.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're going to do the Ayurvedic system of Hindu medicine where we vote for Gork.
Oh, yes.
We leave in peace.
Yes, we leave in peace.
Good job.